Well, the Solomon Islands Prime Minister has accused foreign powers of stoking the unrest that's led to violent and destructive protests in the capital, Honiara. Australian Federal Police are now on the ground. More are on the way, along with ADF personnel, following a request for help to quell the riots, which have seen multiple Chinese businesses burned to the ground. Well, James Batley was Australia's High Commissioner in Honiara from 1997 to 99. He's been intimately involved in the region ever since and is currently a Distinguished Policy Fellow in the Coral Bell School of Asia Pacific Affairs at the Australian National University. And I asked him about Prime Minister Sogavare's claim that the only issue at stake was his government's decision to end diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 2019.
Yes, well, I think with respect, I don't think that's right. I think there's a lot more going on and a lot more behind what's happened in the last couple of days. I think it's very much about domestic perceptions of Prime Minister Sogavare and his government. It's about very long-standing grievances, concerns about how development occurs in Solomon Islands, about imbalances in the economy, and concerns about corruption. So that's a long way from simply a change in diplomatic recognition. There's, for a very long time, been deep suspicion among the broader population of Solomon Islands of the Chinese community, of Chinese money, of Chinese businesses, and the way that those businesses and that Chinese community interacts with the political elite of the country. So China, having established diplomatic relations with Solomon Islands, has walked into that mixture, perhaps a little bit unawares, I don't know, but that has added fuel to that fire that's been burning for a long time.
Prime Minister Sogavare also says the violence was influenced and encouraged by other powers. What do you make of that, and who's he referring to here?
Well, reading his remarks, the only conclusion you can come to is that he's talking about the United States. The US put on a lot of pressure very late in the day when Solomons was contemplating switching from Taiwan to China a couple of years ago. And when that switch occurred, the US made its displeasure absolutely clear. I think the perception is that the United States has been consciously siding with Malaita and has, if you like, put Solomon's, the national government, in the cooler. I don't think there's any evidence for this, I have to say, have to add to that.
There is a battle going on between China and the West, including Australia, for influence within countries like the Solomons throughout the Pacific. In that frame, what's the significance of the fact the Solomons came to Australia, not China, for help to quell this violence?
The relationships that Australia has in the region are really deep. China's starting from a very long way behind. So it's no surprise to me whatsoever that Solomons would have asked Australia for assistance. And they haven't just turned to Australia, of course. They asked their neighbour, Papua New Guinea, to contribute. And I understand today that the Prime Minister of PNG has announced that a contingent of Papua New Guinean police will be travelling to Solomon Islands as well. So it underlines the regional nature of support for Solomon Islands, which was such a strength of the Ramsi operation a few years ago, the idea of China being asked to provide that sort of assistance is pretty far-fetched.
The Ramsi operation, the regional assistance mission to Solomon Islands, lasted more than 10 years. It cost $2.6 billion. It also went a fair way in transforming the Solomons into one of the most aid-dependent nations on Earth. Obviously, it's a much smaller force we've sent now, but do we need some guardrails, an exit plan to avoid being drawn into a long, expensive mission?
Well, it's clear from the signals coming from the Australian government that certainly their preference is that this does not become a semi-permanent mission. They're talking in terms of a few weeks. Whether they're able to achieve that remains to be seen. I think there's still a lot to play out on the ground in Solomons over the next few days and weeks. It would seem that Solomons is going to continue facing, it is really fundamental challenges of development and of governance for some time to come. So it would not surprise me if Australia is called on again in future in these sorts of situations.
That's former High Commissioner to the Solomons, James Batley. He's now with the ANU.